From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. A NATO spokesman confirms a suicide bomber riding a motorbike attacked a joint U.S.-Afghan patrol near Bagram Airfield, killing six American soldiers, wounding three others. VOA's I.S. Ghul reports the damage goes beyond a simple body count.
It's interesting because that area north of Kabul is so secure and so sensitive, and this Bagram Air Base has been from the beginning under the U.S. control, and there has been quite the security has been really tight throughout these years. But this attack signifies and it shows the ability of the Taliban to reach anywhere they want to, and that's quite a setback for the security measures in that province, which is north of Kabul, the Parwan province.
A spokesman for NATO's Resolute support base in Kabul told VOA an investigation is underway into the midday blast. The base is the largest U.S. military facility in Afghanistan. In a social media post, the Taliban claimed at least 19 people were killed, mostly U.S. soldiers. Opposition activists in Djibouti say as many as 19 people died there today when security forces opened fire on a religious gathering in the capital. Witnesses said the troops targeted a crowd in the Balbala neighborhood commemorating the late religious leader Sheikh Yonis Muse. Security forces raided the venue at around 5 a.m. local time and began shooting, according to sources. A reporter for VOA in Djibouti says more than 10 people were wounded in addition to those killed. President Barack Obama, who is now on his official holiday leave, expressed confidence those opposing the Islamic State group will prevail, saying he thinks there will be significant progress by the time he leaves office. This is VOA News.